I know there's no logical case for God. Or I know that religion, or that or no logical case that religion is rational. But there's strong empirical evidence suggesting that there's a correlation between religious faith and health. So couldn't we argue that it's in our selfish interest to hold religious faith for better health? Now, first of all, I say, this is the same as the question I answered. Oh, I can't remember what podcast it was. But philosophy invalidates any alleged scientific or observational claim if it's counter to a philosophic principle. It is false and impossible for faith to promote health because there would then be a solid contradiction in the universe. Health would require giving up your means of survival, which is reason, and that is an impossibility. Religious faith means ignoring reality and sacrificing the mind. So that's out of the question. Now this individual gives me a whole list of alleged studies, and I want you to observe some of them are outright fantastically false, regardless of what's said, and a lot of them hinge on little things snuck in the wording. And I'm not going to go through this whole list by any means, but you just keep in mind the number of people who have testified to biblical miracles, UFOs. Larry King had a whole show, I think, a week or two ago on a whole group of Texans who had seen UFOs go by. All these movie actresses who remember their life as a pharaoh, etc. And it comes down to some of these so-called things are lies, and some of them are subjective distortions. Now, how about this one? This is evidence of faith and health. 41% of Americans say that they have been cured or significantly improved as a result of personal prayer or meditation. Now, they say it, and it includes meditation. So, I mean, bizarre. Now, listen. Patients are 3 times more likely to survive open-heart surgery if they depend on their religious faith. Well, objectivism is a religious faith. Philosophy is a religious faith. Anything today that you hold is a religious faith, unless you're a skeptic. Now, here's total BS. At the time of discharge, hip fracture patients who are religious walk longer distance and have less depression than non-religious patients. And how about this one? That's the last one I'm going to waste time on. If prayed for, now the patients don't know about this. If prayed for, patients have fewer complications in an intensive care setting. I mean, by the wildest stretch, they have loving friends at home, and that's what gives them emotional support, you know, so they do better. But the idea that everything else is equal, but when their friends kneel, they do better. Anybody who's gullible enough to say, I want to see the data, it's ridiculous.